Off the ball.
Rugby.
I understand Leo's frustrations, but I think he probably has to understand other people's optics of the quality. He's right. It's a very difficult competition to win.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, Paris Saint-Germain booked their place in the Champions League final for the second year in a row after overcoming Bayern in Munich. Andrew Omabamadele looks to overcome a first-leg deficit as his Strasbourg side aims to book their place in the Europa Conference League final. And can Nottingham Forest hold out against Aston Villa to return to a first European final since 1980? But first to events in Munich last night, and Paris Saint-Germain returned to the Champions League final for the second year in a row after earning a 1-1 draw against Bayern and winning 6-5 in aggregate. Ousmane Dembele scored after just 3 minutes to increase the Parisians' advantage to 2 goals, but Harry Kane scored his 55th goal of the season late on, but it wasn't enough as PSG held on and now face Arsenal in the final in Budapest on the 30th of May. PSG boss Luis Enrique has won 2 Champions League finals in Germany, one with Barcelona in 2015 in Berlin and one with the French champions last year in Munich, the place where they booked their spot for this year's final. He says that the place brings him many happy memories.
Yeah, Munich and also Berlin. Yes, good memories, and I think we could leave a match with a lot of intensity, and today I think the defense were better than the attack, but the character that we show against a real team like Bayern Munich, I think it's so positive, and we are very happy to reach the second final in Champions League in a row.
European football expert Graham Hunter joined Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, and he describes the changes Enrique has gone through over the last 10 years.
I understand your question completely. He looks completely differently, doesn't he? It's 10 years ago. He still had all three of his children alive then. In fact, Jana, who subsequently died, was dancing on the pitch with him in Berlin. I was there reporting. And I detect, in my opinion, the only 3 changes are that he went through the most tremendous catalytic grief that any parent can suffer in losing a child, and that changes you. And when you hear him speak about life and his place in the universe and his wife's place in the universe and his other 2 kids and what he thinks about God and what he thinks about Chana still being there and about talking to her and her living a different life now, just somewhere else. These are moving and both moving and interesting things. So how he's coped with grief, and I think, has changed him. Secondly, the utter intensity with which he lives daily life leaves him, you know, in periods pretty exhausted. And you can see it written, like all of us age, but you can see that stress and how drained he is written all over his face, and the hair's grey now. And so there's been a physical, you're talking about to today, not to when he took over at Paris, an 11-year jump. So there is a difference and how he chooses to live. And when I say intensity, I've even Pep at his finest, I've never met anybody like Luis Enrique Martinez for the level of intensity. And the third thing is he updates, obviously. He updates in his tactical ideas, in his coaching. He's updating and therefore changing all the time. The core man who will call out a journalist, argue with anybody, be unflinching in his standards, who believes that attack is the only way to play. The core man who, since I first knew him, there were words then, there are evidence now, has said, if I'm winning 1-0 in the most important game of my life with 2 minutes left, I'll be telling my players to attack. So they defended all over the pitch 1-on-1 last night, and brilliantly. And he ordered them to play tight, so 1-on-1, took huge risks all over the pitch. But that defending part of it is so that he can attack. He's committed to attack. And what I would say is that part of him and his philosophy has never changed and will never, ever change.
And that is available for you to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed. And you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. PSG captain Marquinhos will play in his 3rd Champions League final for the club. He says that it is amazing to get back to the pinnacle of European football.
My feeling is amazing, you know. Like the last time, I was enjoying
until the end of this game. I think we played against one of the best team in this league in this year, and then we did what we need to do here today. It was a very hard game. They push a lot, and I think we deserve to qualify for the final. It's my third final, and I'm very, very proud for this moment. And now we need to prepare. We need to win the league again. We have a few games before the final Champions League, and then we can concentrate in the final.
The German champions haven't been back to a final since winning the 2021 against PSG. Bayern manager Vincent Kompany says it was an incredible battle over the two legs.
The game was so close, and the game between us and PSG have always been so close. It's been decided by details, moments of quality. They're a top team. Congratulations to them, and for us, we've enjoyed the fight. We will do everything we can to be better again next year.
And the Belgian coach added that the fine margins ultimately didn't go their way.
No, we knew the game was going to be on a knife edge. I still felt that if you look at how PSG normally plays and what their normal game plan is in all these aspects, I felt that we did well in terms of moving the ball around the press and getting into situations and positions where Michael one-on-one, Lucho one-on-one, Jamal a few times in really good positions to be. But just because we don't hit the target or because we don't make the final pass, it doesn't look as dangerous as it actually was. And then I have to give credit back to PSG for how they defended the box. I thought it was at times phenomenal because we'd already beaten the fullback, and the centre-backs are defending the cutback space or the midfielders or the ball between the goalkeeper and the centre-backs seems to be on, and they cover it again. So in a lot of these, finest margins, I can't say anything more. We played against a great team, and at some point you're going to ask me about the referee decision, and that's part of the margins as well.
So, just to remind you, the final will take place on Saturday, the 30th of May in Budapest, Arsenal versus PSG, and it kicks off at the slightly earlier time of 5 o'clock.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is on at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $1,000 store-wide with our lifetime price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? Limited time clearance savings only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com.
Tonight, Republic of Ireland defender Andrew Omabamadele will look to continue his good season as Strasbourg look to book their ticket to the Europa Conference League final in Leipzig. The Ligue 1 side trail Rayo Vallecano 1-0 from the first leg in Madrid, and the game tonight kicks off in France at 8 o'clock. In the other tie in the Conference League, Crystal Palace hold a 3-1 lead over Shakhtar Donetsk ahead of tonight's second leg in Selhurst Park. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery believes his team are underdogs to reach the Europa League final. They trail Nottingham Forest, who are unbeaten in their last 10 games, 1-0, going into the second leg of their last four tie in Birmingham tonight.
To achieve the semi-final is something, huge achievement. To get and to win a trophy is very difficult. The objective always is keep going. We have now the opportunity, but only one team is winning. And we have 50% possibilities, or maybe less, to play the final.
Club captain John McGinn missed a defeat to Tottenham on Sunday with a knock, but he will be available. Nottingham Forest boss Vitor Pereira doesn't want his players weighed down by the occasion in tonight's semi-final second leg. Forest are just 90 minutes away from a first continental final since winning back-to-back European Cups in 1979 and 1980 under Brian Clough. Pereira says he's not bothered by the scoreline or history.
Playing without fears, trying to force our game, trying to play with the ball, trying to create chance to score, trying to win the game. This is for me. Is exactly the same.
FIFA president Gianni Infantino has again defended the high ticket prices for this summer's World Cup. He insists it's more expensive to attend a college game in the US. The governing body has been criticised for using dynamic pricing, with some tickets for the final costing €2 million each.
We are in a market in which entertainment is the most developed in the world. So we have to apply market rates. In the US, it is permitted to resell tickets.
Last night on the football show, Owen Doyle joined Owen Sheehan and Arthur O'Dea and said that football is not the working class sport anymore that it once was.
This ridiculous situation last week where on the official resale website there was an ad for 4 tickets to the final at a cost of $2.3 million each. $2.3 million what? Each for a ticket to the final, yeah. Infantino said, if some people put on the resale market some tickets for the final at $2 million, Number one, it doesn't mean that the tickets cost $2 million. And number two, it doesn't mean that somebody will buy these tickets. And if somebody buys a ticket for $2 million, I will personally bring him a hot dog and a Coke to make sure that he has a great experience. Oh, Mr. Beast or someone should actually just buy that ticket and just see if Gianni Infantino will actually come along with a hot dog and a Coke to him at the World Cup final.
Don't do that. He'd love that. A mate of mine's over in Canada with his family by chance when the World Cup's on. So he went on to see any games in, I think it's Toronto. Yeah, Toronto at the time. Senegal against Iraq. There's tickets in the corner. $1,170 each. He's got three kids. Or there's a cheaper option with restricted access for $450 each, which means he'd have to pay to bring a family of five, basically, over $2,000 to not watch the match. To go to the game but not watch it. So it's I don't know, pretty much not, it doesn't feel like the working class sport anymore anyway when you're looking at ticket sales like that.
And that is available for you to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Manchester City are celebrating winning the Women's Super League title for the first time since 2016. They've been crowned champions after Arsenal's 1-1 draw with Brighton last night. City have been top of the WSL since November and have won 17 of their 21 games so far. It also means that Republic of Ireland captain Katie McCabe will go without silverware in what looks likely to be her final season with the Gunners. Arsenal boss Renee Slagers says that their rivals deserve the trophy.
So very disappointing for us. We wanted to keep the pressure on City until the last playing day in the WSL, but we weren't successful, so we don't get the 3 points today. So congratulations to Man City, who have been really good in the league this year, very consistent.
That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.